So if you're so high value, then why don't you start acting like it? High value financial advisors are not afraid to talk with prospects, okay? High value financial advisors are not afraid to follow up with prospects. CFP, CFA, CPA. If you're all so great with numbers, then why is it that it seems like you're all scared to dial them on the telephone? I had a meeting today with a financial advisor who refuses to call the prospects he's in a stall with. He will only email them, and then he wonders why they don't email him back. Yo, honey, pick up the phone and call the prospect. So many of you assume the person's not interested just because they're not emailing y'all back, when in reality, it could be for all sorts of reasons. So right now, I want you to get out your pipeline. As soon as this podcast is over, I want you to start calling people up that haven't done business with you and find out why. Get an answer like the high value advisor that you are. Act like it, okay? Call them up and ask them. If you're driving, I want you to pull over when this podcast is over and start dialing who's ever in your cell phone, okay? Ask them if they're interested and why. Why not? And if they say, I am interested, but not right now, then say, oh, okay, could you refer me to someone else who may be? This is how you open the call. Just go like this. You leave a voicemail, right? They don't answer. They screen you. That's fine. You have a solution for that now. I'm about to tell you, okay? Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Blah, blah. I noticed that we have not been connecting in the last few emails, and I just wanted to know if I should mark the file as inactive or if you would like to continue the conversation about the retirement plan. Click. That's it, okay? I just gave you the formula. There's no reason now that you shouldn't do it. Otherwise, your thumb being broke, you got a busted hand. Otherwise, dial the phone, okay? This podcast is gonna be over in a minute and you could just start it then. Over the last 4 years, I've literally done business with over 300 people. I have clients that are with me today for the simple fact that they realized that I was not going away until they gave me a good answer. And then the sale went from there, okay? This is not poetry. All right, this is not a Shakespearean sonnet. This is not a kind of waltz or a complicated rhapsody, okay? I mean, I'm telling you what to do here, okay? People initially said no to me and then they said yes. Let me tell you something about people and how they make decisions. They make them based on emotion, and emotions can change. They do not make decisions based upon logic. They make them upon emotion and then they rationalize the decision with logic. Right? So stop being afraid of the phone, financial advisors. If you're a high value financial advisor, then you need to start taking actions to influence people's emotions. If you're so high value, then you shouldn't be afraid to dial the phone. You're high value, prove it and start acting like it.